Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafer, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now, when a man like David makes such a statement, and I hope I'm coming off clearly here, you need to ask certain questions. Why would David, why would a king of that capacity be excited when he's asked, come, let's go to the house of the Lord? Verse 2, he said, our feet shall stand within thy gates. Please, I want you to pay attention to me. David said, when I get to the house of God, where will I stand? At the gates. That means something spiritually, and that's where I want to take you. He said, for Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact. What does the word compact mean? Together. Another word? Intact. There very little space in between. Alright? Now, spiritually, what is Jerusalem? In the New Testament, what is Jerusalem? Paul taught us. Somebody saying something. Somebody said heavenly Jerusalem. Paul taught us, and he said Jerusalem is our mother. Our mother. Come on, are you here? Paul was teaching, and he made reference to Mount Sinai, comparing it with Jerusalem. And he said, when you look at Mount Sinai, all that was where Moses had an encounter with God. God, the Ten Commandments, there was cloud, there was glory, there was fire. And Paul said, anything that happens at Sinai leads to bondage. He said, but Jerusalem that is above is our mother. Hello, bride of Christ, are you still here? Hello? I said, bride of Christ, are you still here? I'm not talking to you, because they just told you who your mother is. You are the bride of Christ. Think about it. Just be thinking. But that one is not for today. But I hope you are thinking already. I hope I'm triggering something in your head. That your mother, you are going to attend the marriage of your mother. You are the chief bridesmaid and the... What are those young girls that... The confetti... No. Those small girls that... So go and get your uniform. We are going to wed your mother. But that's for another day. Some of you still don't believe that Jerusalem is your mother. And when people die, we'll say, Jerusalem, Lord. They have taught us so many wrong things. If I tell you some of them now, you'll be shocked. But I don't want to start a quarrel. If not, some of you have been taught that by the time the Antichrist comes, we will not be here. All right. This is no time to start quarrel that I cannot finish. So let us be friends today. Look at that verse. He said Jerusalem is compact around. I want to bring to your attention something. Number one is that there was a call to go into the house of God. That house was not really speaking about the revelation of we being the temple of the Holy Spirit. It was talking about a location. Are you with me? A physical location that we can refer to as God's house. It does not take away the fact that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's just saying this is a gathering of the ecclesia, a gathering of people who are called out by God. Every time we gather, it was the church that gathered, not the building. Alright? So when we say we are going to church, we are what we mean is that we are going to a gathering of the ecclesia. It's a senate council. What do they do at the senate? Huh? Yes. What is the primary function of the senate? You people are so angry at this government, you don't even watch TV again. You are watching Netflix. I asked a simple question. What is the primary function of the House of Assembly? To make laws. So if you are the Senate of God, come on, are you here now? I said, you, if you are the ecclesia of God, and there is a law in the realm of the spirit against your family in judgment, what you need is a quorum. If your state has about 23 representatives, if you are lucky and you get 60% of them, you can remove the speaker. They have not removed your speaker before in your state. Go and check. They do it for free. They don't need a complete house. They just need some strong-headed men like myself. Then they tell me that you'll be the deputy speaker. I say, oh, really? Say, let me sign. The moment they sign, they will call Channels Television and NTA and say, we, the progressive force of Edo State Government, Edo State House of Assembly, we have decided to remove Honorable Isiaka. Isiaka will be watching it on TV like, I'm trying to go somewhere. I'm trying to tell you that when you are dealing with problems on a family level, you need to look for a partner in your family. You cannot be the only one that is progressing. You are still poor. You are still cursed. Most times we are dealing with issues because we are the only one fighting. You are carrying the battle of generations. The things that your parents fought and died for. The things your grandparents didn't understand. And they were going from abalis to abalis. And they kept putting them in bigger problems. You have risen because in the third generation, God will begin to look for a man. God has found you now. But unfortunately, you are the only one saying, there's a problem here, we need to pray. Everybody looks at you like you have lost your mind. There is a revelation that comes with compactness. When you are in the Senate, when you are in the House of God, have you seen a live session of the UK Parliament before? Have you seen it before? No, have you seen any, maybe on BBC? Do you see how small that place is? When I look at their sessions, I always remember our own House of Assembly. It's so big, such a waste. Even the Prime Minister, if he comes into that meeting, he will sit down on the same floor with them. Come on, are you here now? Your high priest is always touched with the feelings of your infirmity. Jesus will never look at what you are going through and then stand aloof and say it's your problem. When the Prime Minister comes, he will sit with you and you will debate the matter. When Satan robs you, because the true purpose of the local church has not been known. That is why they are selling you dummy and telling you online that you should forsake the assembly of brethren together. The only caveat here is that if you are in a church, that the kind of laws they are passing, they are community laws. When your own problem is a national problem, that means you need to change your local government church and move to Federal House of Assembly. Come on, are you with me now? Because churches are anointed at different levels. God will not anoint a church beyond the calling he has placed upon them. If a church is called to take you into the realm of wisdom and prosperity, but your problem is what's that thing in Edo language for serpent? Somebody gave me that thing, I forgot. Enye? If it is Enye that is responsible for the problem why nobody is making progress in your family, and you went to sit down in a conference for financial breakthrough, you'll be making money, but there was a serpent that swallowed 30 million in this country. Come on, are you here now? I'm calling you to battle. I'm calling you to warfare, because some of you are too educated to be blessed. You have learned so many things, but you have not learned to secure generational blessings. Listen to me. God never starts anything with the intention to end it. If God starts something with you, listen to me, and please, I want you to pay attention. The primary intention is to make that thing generational. Have you heard of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob before? Have you heard of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Have you heard of King David, Solomon, Rehoboam? The covenant was cut off at some point. Go and check everywhere that God is doing something. Listen to me. Callings can be generational. When you go to your village, that your high priest, that man at Isia Langwa, by the time he is about to hand over, he's looking at one of his sons. I prayed for a lady in Abuja whose mother, their lineage, are the priestess of a serpent god. But she looked so fine, so yellow, so nice, speaks through her nose, but she was the chosen one. I met her in a church that don't believe in deliverance. You can't be righteous than, you can't be more righteous than God. Jesus, I want Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to teach the good tidings, to set the captives free. That's deliverance. You can't have a calling outside what Jesus is. You can't have a special calling. You cannot have a messianic complex. Jesus said, and he taught us, if you are great in this kingdom, you cannot be greater than your master. He said that is great will be like what? His master. Please, are you here this morning? Please, are you here this morning? So as I'm talking, I want you to be thinking. Because anything you see manifest on this realm has already happened naturally, spiritually. Which means the moment two eyes can see the transaction, is late. You must be able to see the problem before it materializes. That's why many of us, when we are going through challenge, we cannot hear God again. We are destabilized. The issue is not that you can hear God when there's no problem. I'm saying when there's a crisis and the Lord says, don't do anything, stay action. Can you hear that? You have to learn that before the day of trial. There is something about being compact together, being in koinonia with your Christian brother and sister. There are people here who continue to say, Pastor, I don't know why. It is only unbelievers that are asking me out. Check your company. Check your company. Many times, 8 out of 10 times, they have mixed friends. There's something called mixed multitude. You have friends on this side, you have friends on that side. Tomorrow, when you are going to church, to your office, pick your Bible. As you are dropping your laptop, put your Bible on the table, then walk away. Go to the restroom. Don't say anything. Just put the Bible. Brand new one. Tinuka wa egun. This is your Bible. Say, put your marker on it. Don't say anything. Don't tell anybody Jesus is Lord. But let them just see that something has changed. There's a book here that wasn't here before. There is something about being compact. There's something about being in your company. When Jesus was going to feed the 5,000, he said, let them sit in their companies. Oh, that thing so touched me. That means there is a company that is allocated to me for my destiny. There are people that have been put on my journey. If you like, be following other people that have no relevance, they will disappoint you. Those people that have been put in your path, when you meet them, there will be alignment instantly. Have you met somebody before and you just felt you've known them for a long time? You just connected. You didn't really know, even when you didn't fully understand them, but your mind is at peace with them. Those are people that were put by God on your path. Say, Jerusalem is like a city compact together. Don't let Satan mess you up, telling you that you can survive alone. Even Jesus needed his disciples to pray for him. And they slept, though they slept. Because somewhere in Peter's head, he could not imagine that Jesus will need prayers. The Bible says he's touched by the feelings of our infirmity. Listen to me, God is not interested in supermen again. He wants a super movement. He wants a super generation. Everything God is doing in your life now is either to start a generational blessing or to reverse what has been done. If an herbalist wants to hand over the oracle, he would most likely look for one of his children. All right? God wanted to bless Abraham. When he was going to transfer it, he brought Isaac. When Isaac was done, he brought who? Jacob. And God started looking for replacement. But was the replacement in the first son? He found it in, is it the 11th or 12th? Joseph. 11th. Joseph was, God skipped Reuben, skipped 9, 10 other people, found the inheritance, the man worthy, in the 11th child. You are not the first son of the house because you are the first child. There are different types of first sons. There's first son by birth. There's first son by inheritance. There's first son by achievement. You may be the last born in your house, but the seed of the firstborn, you are the one carrying it. The moment you are the one, there's nothing anybody can do about it. Because even when they try to struggle with you, they can't explain the grace by which you are moving forward. Come on, are you here now? I want you to see this matter. Because some of you are saying, Pastor, I don't know what to pray about. I can't pray for 5 minutes. When you understand this thing, you won't need encouragement. You won't need music. Hey. I said you won't need music to help you pray. Because your destiny is flashing at you like this. You look at your journey. Even when you said you are not really following Christ, look at the way your journey is. As if there was a force somewhere at the background pushing you towards a particular direction. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somehow, it pushed you till you landed with Christ. Are you still here? He said Jerusalem is like a city that is compact. Whatever isolates you, it's not God. No matter how right that revelation is. Because precept must be upon precept. Line must be upon line. A little here and a little here. Certain people will be put in your path for a little season. Others will be brought into your life. Like, look, listen to me. If I have, my brother-in-law is here. I really don't see him first as a brother-in-law, but as somebody we share covenant as believers. So the blood that Jesus shed is stronger than the one that, you know, the one your parents gave. They went to pray at Mount Tabora before they got you. So that blood is mixed. But you, the covenant will share, is strong. When they see both of us in the spirit realm, they do not mention your name. They say they are siblings. In the spirit realm, we are siblings. So if we are siblings, why are we sleeping with each other? Are you here now? Why am I feeling like I cannot control myself and I want to sleep with you when we are siblings? You want to commit spiritual incest? Maybe we should go back and start calling ourselves Brogbinga. Because when we are doing it, fornication was at its lowest level. Sister Deshola, Sister Joy, Sister Tobe, see, if you do it maybe we should start from next week. Once we start, we'll measure it after 1 year. Everybody will be spiritual. Because even before you come to church, you will first check yourself. Have I sinned? Is there anything I need to do before I enter the... Because the day you come, once we see, we'll say, come and lead prayer. You'll be struggling because you have been living in sin. Jerusalem is as a city that is compact round. David made a statement before that. He said that when he came to the house of God, he said he stood at the gate. Now, there's something specific and unique about the gate. The gate in the scripture refers to altars. The gate in the scripture refers to where decisions are made. The gate in the scripture refers to where the elders of the city gather. The gate does not mean the gate of the house. You don't lock that one up and lock. It's like the gate of the city saying the National Assembly. So when, what was the name of that man that married Ruth? When he wanted to settle for Boaz, what did he do? He went to the gate. Hello? And met with, are you still here? And he met with the elders. The gate may not necessarily be, every nation has a gate. It may not necessarily be a popular place. For instance, over Nigeria, there are certain places that are significant gates. Number one, you have a place like called Kogi State. I'm talking spiritually now. You have a city called Jos. You have Abuja. You have Lagos. You have Benin City. When you look at Benin City, and you one of the ways you will know where major gates are is the confluence, the gathering together of spiritual forces. Come on, are you here now? I said one of the ways you know where the energy levels are gathered, you will see them. You will see evil forces. It's as if they all moved there. The work that Archbishop Idaosa did, They ran away. They went to Ondo State. They went to Bayelsa. The day the man died, since then, they've been coming back. Now, you go to Benin City now. You are asking, was this the same place Archbishop? Archbishop Idaosa. The same place. Everything looks like back to business. your city where you are born. Okay. Do you know there's a particular local government that has produced more general overseers in this country? A state. Hello. I'm talking about as in popular men of God. Huh? Do you know Osun State? I'm talking about men like Baba Adebowo. Who also was from there? Eh? Pastor Kumi. Where was Apostle Babalola from? Huh? Osun State. So there's something, when you see the landmarks, you can tell there's something here. Huh? Let me tell you something. There's a major move of God in the southeast that was aborted. And I thank God that the Lord is trying to use men like Dr. Gwele and some other people to revive that thing. The beautiful thing about the southeast, are you hearing me this morning? Is that God designed that entire region to be a fully Christian nation. Oh my God. When you see an Igbo man that is a Muslim, it feels odd. Like, somewhere in your mind you are saying it's because of money. Not necessarily. It might have found salvation. But somewhere in your mind you are like, how an Ambra man would they do Muslim? In your mind, but you are just here to buy your market. God designed a glorious destiny for that region. That just the way you have Mecca, all Islam, you will have an entire region in Africa, all Christian. Satan invaded that place with greed and the pursuit of money, and they have never risen today into their full destiny. There are cities that are center points for revival, but not only cities, there are families. Hallelujah. I'm talking about your family. I said there are families that are touch points for God. Anytime God wants to look for something major, he will pick that family. I said that's your family. Some of you are not even aware that there are documents and books in the realm of the spirit about you, about your seed, how they shall be great in the earth. Not heaven, in the earth. So anytime you feel discouraged, remember that out of your loins shall come nations. Oh, you guys are not getting it. As out of your loins will come nations. That one of your children will be a nation. To be a nation does not signify that you'll be omobere or shibe, like you'll be giving birth like what's the animal? Is it mice? Also, there are some animals that they just give birth as they are led, you know, by the spirit. I'm not talking about that kind of, I'm talking about influence. I'm talking about capacity. I'm talking about a decision is to be made, and they cannot make that decision until they see you. And yet it is because of the wisdom of God that is upon your head. One man that worked in that capacity was Dr. Miles Morrow. He was a pastor. He was a consultant. He was a consultant to his own government. He was a consultant to the United Nations. One man. Come on, say one man. Now, tell your neighbor you are next. If you do not see that God's plan for you, this whole thing we are doing in church is to train you and prepare you for that level of influence. There's a bill that has passed second reading in your nation. Continue watching Netflix. All of you people online that are watching, continue watching Netflix. They have passed a bill at the National Assembly at Abuja to restrict churches and their activities. The bill was presented by Christians. Tell your neighbor, politics is a ministry. You see this pulpit, and just leave it for me. You are going to House of Assembly. I was watching TV with my brother. We were looking at senators that have been at the House of Assembly since 1999. They are career politicians. See. If you don't know what has been done, you will not be angry. This nation has everything it takes. Oh my God. My brother called me yesterday and I was almost weeping. One of his doctor friends, he's a specialist, was given a job in Saudi Arabia, a doctor. In Naira, guess what his salary would be in Naira? Just give me a number, like, oh, they are trying. Give me a number. Per month, right? Tobe, please help me. You are angry. You want to leave Nigeria. You are going to Saudi Arabia, even though you don't understand the language, but they are paying you well. Mention an amount that you think will make you travel. 10 to 15 million. You see, I like people who are very pricey. Pastor Wilson, please just give me a Christian number. 7 million. A doctor was taken out of Nigeria to Saudi Arabia and he will be paid 64 million a month. The doctor doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't womanize. Please, Edakun, what will you do with 64 million? Let's even assume you are wayward. You like carrying women. What will you do with it? You will be on only righteousness. You will misbehave. You can hit anybody with your car.
Yes,
say, I change that car for you. Don't talk to me.
Nice.
Call your dealer. Give him a Lamborghini.
Yes.
2 months salary will pay. 64 million. The man, oh my God. Now, they are begging him that he should not go. I said, bro, call your friend. I want to see him at the airport now. Another doctor was taken from here to... You see, it will not be good that it is Satan that knows your value more than you think or perceive or know of yourself. You will know why there is a lot of battle around you. Satan knows your value. Satan knows that if you are allowed to rest for 1 minute, you will blow. So he will keep putting you under pressure so that you will not be able to focus and see the glory that is ahead. The reason why you are having those challenges back to back is because your life is a touchdown for heaven. If there was nothing special about you, Satan won't go there. Satan too is a very smart guy. He doesn't go to areas where his business will not move. They took this doctor from Nigeria, my brother's friends, and he got to Saudi Arabia. And after 5 years, the Saudi government refused to renew his contract. Guess why? It was nothing about religion. They said, you have been here, you specialize in oncology, which is cancer. You have trained our own children. They will take over from you. So go back to your country. There was a country. You see, David said when he was... Are you with me this morning? I want you to see a correlation between your career, your family, and the plan of God. So when you say, I am a minister of the gospel, it's not because you carry mic every Sunday. It's because you have been able to bridge your material life with your spiritual life, and everything is a flow. There's no difference. For you, for someone like the mother of John Wesley, our ministry was to ensure John Wesley rose eventually, and he had a brother, Charles. His own was, me, I may not be able to preach, but Baba, I give you 2 children. Do you know John Wesley? Have you heard the name? Have you heard Charles? Now, do you know the mother? Have you heard her name? Do you think the Charles John Wesley will get to heaven and be claiming crown more than the mother? Somebody raised him. Understand your calling. Your calling might be to reach those people in your office, in your banks, that pastors can never see because they won't come to church. If you do it faithfully and die there, your crown will be as bright as Paul's own. Jerusalem is a city that is compact. There are certain things you only see when you are together. David said when he was troubled and he saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, I went back to the temple and I sat down and I began to look again until I saw the end of the wicked. And he realized that there is nothing to envy about a wicked man because the ground he is stepping on is slippery. That's what David said. But if you don't know, they drive past you with a Lamborghini, they drive past you, your heart begins to shake and you are saying, God, when? The moment you start talking like God knows you are not ready. Come on, say one man can make a difference. Verse 3 or verse 4. This is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Now look at verse 5, and this is where my message really starts. Do we have the scriptures up? Not yet. Look at verse 5 of Psalm 122. For there are what? Set thrones of what? Judgment. The thrones of what? Hello? Did you see the house of David? Did I tell you this morning that there are families that can be significant in God's plan? The house of David, God said there was a throne there. And please don't confuse. I'm not talking about the chair that David sat on. Because the scripture said to us in that same verse that there are thrones of judgment. The moment he entered into verse 5, and I'm going to try, if I get some time, time is almost up for the first time. If I'm able, I will go and I will address this issue of the thrones. He said, pray. The moment he talked about this, the thrones of the house of David, he began to say, pray for the peace of what? Does Jerusalem, when you think of Jerusalem today, do you think of conflict? Today, in Israel right now, are they fighting there? Is there battle going on there? Every day. Are they throwing bombs? Okay, no, no, no. Are they throwing missiles? You are not watching the news. You know, I told you people, you need to stop Netflix. Do you have an idea what's going on in Israel? Israel became a nation which year? We are going to turn this into a history class now. I said 1940. Who said it? God bless you. 1948. Somebody was trying to check it on Google. We quickly answered the question from here. Before you come and boo-boo me. Peg Bemilandi Cap. Listen. Since that day, there's been battles upon battles. I had a customer is from Philistine, the Palestinian region. And he came to my office and started talking to me about how the Israelites are destroying them and killing them and taking their land. I wish the man even could have suspected that this man wearing suit is pro-Israel. The guy felt very hot. We just want to live together. We just want one peace. I say, David told us in Psalm 122, any region, you know, I told you that there are regions that are touch points for heaven. One of those regions, you have them, Israel, Jerusalem. Jerusalem has always been a bone of contention from the Old Testament. There's always been battle and warfare around it. Yeah, Jerusalem is the city of peace. Another name for Jerusalem is what? Zion. And Jesus is the king of Zion. But not without warfare. David said, for the Lord has trained my hands to war. If you are not skilled in warfare, if you are not skilled in warfare, the day David will face Goliath. Say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. What did he say next? God associated prosperity with intercession. Praying over territories. Praying over families where God has indicated interest in. Oh my God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That means, if the Lord has assigned you to a particular territory or to a particular family, somebody said, Pastor, God told me this is my husband. God told me this is my wife. If there is conflict, you can't leave. Because that's why you are sent. Hello? I said, if there is conflict in that place, God always sends his children ahead of trouble. So this is why God sent you there. Eh? It's not for you to say, I got it right, maritally. It is to prepare you for the redemption of that family. A woman in Benue State. Benue is a touch point. Oh. There's a lot of occultic witchcraft going on there. Adamawa, where is that your state? Staraba. You people are okay. You don't have a problem. Some of those very quiet, they have problems. Is everybody underground? Oh my goodness. They say it's underground people are doing. Okay, you will explain. You will explain later. Now, this is what I'm saying. A lady married into a family. She didn't understand that the family had a lot of battles. And please, I advise you. You have battle. Your own battle is already strangulating you. You now want to marry me. My own battle is already hanging me. Your own is strangulation. My own, I'm already being... My own, you know, there are those superpowers. They will lift you off the ground. So, me, I'm already choking. We now say we love each other. You know, misery loves company. You need to ask yourself, why am I even attracted to this person? It may be the warfare. Is somebody listening to me? Because people are laughing now. People are laughing. You later you come and say you something happened. Please, are you here?
Yes,
when you look at the person, okay, I like the way she looks. She's fine. She's this. She's working at the bank. She may be working at Zenith Bank. It doesn't mean her life is at the Zenith. You have to ask questions. You have to look at her very well. Go to the family. Feel the energy in the atmosphere. Talk to the mom. See the utterance. This does not mean you cannot marry such a person, but you must hear God. The lady married into that house. Bam! Somebody died. People were dying young in that family, but she didn't know. Young men were dying. Married people. Bam! 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 Until it remained, I think, just her husband, or maybe two of them. Two siblings. Then, bam! It hit her husband. The husband died. It was when the husband died that her eyes opened. There is something about the realm of dreams. You see, God is magnanimous. Even people who are not born again, when they share some of their dreams with you, it's as if God is talking. Do you understand me? God, that is one. Have you ever bought a software and they told you that this one is lifetime? You can use this application, but if you want certain features, you have to upgrade. You people know they do AI, and I know they do software. You are not watching Netflix. I told myself I'll be serious today. See, listen to me. You see, dreams is like a free add-on. Something that God gave to all of us. It's a communication channel. Whether you are born again or not, God can use it. But some of you, because you are born again, God now anoints that thing. So it's like it's operating at a higher frequency. But generally, all of us have it. Including the one that says, I'm a proud man. When I sleep, I don't dream. Yeah, finish your case. You drank, but you can't remember. You ate, drank, married, have three children, and you are still not aware that you're a family man. You're a family man, family of six. Six children, only you, Ekweda, only you. Six children that are going to school under the river. But yeah, say for pastor, I'm trusting God for you. Well, you don't need wife, you need grandchildren. This woman, it was after her husband died that her eyes opened. She now realized she will be the next. Yoruba people have a proverb. They say, whatever takes away the life of somebody sitting beside you or your equal is telling you that I can come for you. Come on, say God forbid. The woman now tied a wrapper. The woman tied a wrapper. Say, if I will die, I will die praying. Shatabela koro. Nasadibayaka. There is something about praying at night. It just gets me. You can't explain it. There's something. Those are when high level transactions are happening, both on God's side and on the other side. Shabla dosa. Rebedolos of Edia. There's nobody to impress. Nobody will call you. Nobody will chat with you. If you want to pray, pray. The forces in her husband's house now realized there was a candle that was lit in the spirit realm. Then they came for her. As they came, they were all dying. They were dying, dropping dead. One of them, as she was dying, she said, "Now she give me up." Boom, died. The woman never said a word to anybody. The last oracle in that house came and knelt down. Say, "I don't want to die. Everybody has died." The woman said, "I don't know." He said, "I will follow you. You are our daughter. I will not attack you again. This is what we have been doing." That was the only oracle that survived. But salvation came to the family. Benue here. Listen to me. If the devil is threatening the peace of your family, go and set up an altar there. Because spirits gather around altars. Oh. I said when the devil is terrorizing your family, call your wife. Call your children. Something is going on in this house. Let's come around. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of the Lamb, we consecrate this family once again. Don't say you did it last year. Once again. Once again. Once again. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, come, come. Fill this place. Fill this temple. That your daughter that is always having issues. Lord, feel alive. Feel alive. Feel alive. You can cancel a Gen Z or Alpha generation from today to tomorrow. It's what they will do that they will do. So the Spirit of Christ must go and do that conversation. Say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Don't say, oh, I'm a Christian. I know who I am in Christ. Hey! We know who you are. Even the devils know and they tremble, but they will still come. The Satan knew who Jesus was. Was he confused about his identity? The Satan knew this is God incarnate. But he tempted him with bread. Not even something big. Bread. They want to test your appetite level. There are three layers of temptations. The first one is food. Appetite. So that when they mark you, they already know that for so-so sister, she first, second level, she will fall. So they are just looking at you making noise. They already know that the day they want you, they only need naval team and air force. They don't need to bring infantry because they know you is food. And I'm not saying necessarily cooked food. They have checked your appetite. Just the way you can. Do you know that some of you, if you write S, go to your Google, write S on the search bar, what will come out is ungodly. Everywhere is quiet. You see, I suspect one day somebody will come and hang me on this place and say, we are tired of you. Die. I say, I will not die. Your wallet is too much. Don't be abusing us. Why, when you type S, why are you not getting scripture? Now, there's some of you now, you see, we have near your fire. Don't worry, I got you. Just go and check. Some of you, if you type X, it's a pornographic site that will come out. They know you. There's an audit trail. They've marked that ID, that IP, that this guy, this is where he's always going. That's why when you launch your Google, you will see certain, some of us, when we open Google, is PDP APC News. You understand? Some of you, it is sports. You will just see sport. Okay, take this as homework. We'll review this assignment next week. I want to see what is coming up. Or maybe I'll just call some people. So, okay, press S. Press X. Press B. Press K. You press K, it's Sister Kim that will come out. Sister Kim, what are you looking for? Sister Kim. Bro. You are following Sister King. There's audit trail also in the spirit. Satan has looked at some people. He knows that this one just distract her. What works? If you say she should not pray, she will pray, but she can be distracted. She will church. She know they miss church. No devil will force her, but just isolate her for 3 days. She will start getting bored. She will make mistake. Do you know that at the root of every stronghold is boredom? Isolation. Are you here now? You just feel like there's nothing happening. Everywhere is boring. Satan will start bringing thoughts. Call Chike. You know what happened the last time you went there, but you are still wearing your slippers and you are going there. Call Chike. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The moment you notice there is something particular about your destiny, you have been seeing the markers. There's something called markers. Huh? Or keyframes. Markers. You've seen this. Some of even when before you were born, there was a sign.
There was a sign. Before I was born, my mom told me that there were some prophetic whatever about the son she was carrying. Eh? I didn't hear any of the messages. But for whatever is what, I'm where I am today. There are things that could have been said about you. Your parents didn't take them seriously. They thought it because it was said by a false prophet. That you're a false prophet does not mean you cannot give correct information. But the spirit is wrong. Some of you have been through so many challenges. You have almost died, but you kept coming out. Kept coming out. Those are markers that point to you that there's something about you that God is interested in. Say, therefore, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. In this case, Jerusalem is you. So this is a call to intercession. Are you with me? This is a call to serious. It's not intercession of, Father, we thank you, Almighty God. You will close your eye and shake. I got a call yesterday from an MFM pastor. So they wanted to invite me to a program. So I said, that period I won't be around. I said, which church? I said, MFM. I said, I'm coming. The guy was so shocked at the surprise. I said, the way I just changed. I said, I'm coming. He said, please, we want to have your picture. I said, I'm coming. Don't worry. Just be reminding me I'm coming. I will travel. I will check. I will come. Have you noticed that among men of God in this country, there are some men of God people don't play with? Because the angels of destruction will just follow you. Like my father, Dr. DQ, look at, just leave him. Baba Adebayo will forgive you. Sure, people will not answer you. There's one presidential candidate in this country, one young man. S something. His surname starts with S. He spoke against Dr. Lukoya. Since that day, he has been going from prison to prison, court case to court case. But this one called me say, nah, Dr. Lukoya, they do this, man. I said, I know. When you see those people, the way they pray, it's like one eye will close, one will open. You've not seen them pray before. And they stay on one spot. It was from him I learned, aha, aha. That was the prayer is entering. Aha, aha. If you're a first time idea, they know. But from the way you are praying, they know. The Father, thank you. I say, don't worry, don't leave her. Hold yourself, tutu. I want to shake that problem out of your life. Pray for the peace. I'm talking about intense, fervent prayer. Don't wait for Satan to park in front of your house. There is something, there's a reason why they're always gathering. There is something about you that God has seen that in 4 years' time will blossom. Let your breakthrough be founded on intense prayer so that when it happens, nobody can stop it. Not just on connections. Did you ever think that a day will come? You want to travel, people will pay for you. Those days are coming. You will sit in first class and it will not be your money. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything to God because the earth and the... If God wanted to visit the earth, he would look for the best vessel. That's why he chose Mary. Didn't come to any other person. Clean vessel, first class, chassis. Don't be afraid. Prosperity can only corrupt you if your mind is corrupted. Bible says money answers all things. There are some people that cannot insult you if they see the way you are. So if your father is rich and has your universe, so what's wrong with you? Are you sure you are not the prodigal son that ran away? And that's why you are here. I'm not talking about having 10 billion. I'm talking about having access. You may not have money, but the day you need it, it will come. Yes. I went to preach somewhere, one of our Harvest World churches. And a lady was in that church that day. I don't know. If I see a lady, I don't even know her. But I was about to leave the altar. I just prophesied. I said, there's a lady here. you are about to leave your job. I said, God said, don't leave. Because promotion is coming. It was last night, Pastor Ego was sharing the testimony with me. Say, Pastor, there was a lady that time you came. I said, what happened? She said she was preparing to resign and you just gave the word and you didn't ask her to come out. She said she got to the office the next day. Said everything, because she has been so depressed and, you know, the company was not doing well. And she's a cook. She cooks for them there. Nobody sees the cook. It's the person that, the waiter, that people give tip to. That's how bad. If men say you are eating, God can bring you out. I say God can bring you out. I say God can bring you out. God will just create a small problem. Everybody will know your name in one day. Because you are the solution. So come on, say amen. The lady just got to the office, cooked a meal. Say one meal. Served it. The waiter took it to the guest. And everybody asked, who cooked this food? That was all. Story change. People became afraid because nobody asks for the cook. It's the waiter. Oh, you're doing a good job. I like your customer service. White men are coming. Sorry, who cooked this food? Oh, I would like to see her. Eh? Amaka, they are looking for you. They are looking for you. 20,000, 50,000. A cook whose salary was 25,000 got times two of her salary in 5 minutes. You are such a wonderful cook. How long have you been here? Story change. One prophecy. No laying of hands. No pushing down. Huh? No creeping. Huh? Just a word. Because he sent his word. And it healed them. And delivered them. Yes. From the jaws of death. Yes. See, this one is my son. He can't die. Say, this one is my daughter, she can't die. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, do you know what God is saying over your head? That no matter what happens to you, you will always come out. Hallelujah. That you are practically indestructible because you are made by the word of God. Say, for the word of God lives and abides forever. Hallelujah. This is why you must enter the gates, because that is where intercession takes place. You must not be lazy again. Your destiny is 4K. You cannot be operating on 780 or 7. What is 780? 720. 720p. You've got to move. And please don't say, oh, somebody is praying. My mother is praying. Your mom is tired. She has been praying all her life. Let her too. Let your mother rest. Has your mom ever called you and you said, mommy, I'm praying, I'll call you back? It's always Netflix. These things are meant to derail and distract you. Entertainment, they enter into you, then sustain what they have brought into you. And you just notice over a period of 5 years, no progress. You won't know how much time has gone until that your friend that had taught class will tell that, I'm graduating, I've done my PhD. Yeah, since when? Yeah. Your friend took her money, sold her iPhone. Because I say, girl, I don't have money, I need someone to help. Go and sell your phone. I was working on my laptop yesterday. The thing just packed up suddenly. Packed up. I prayed. I lay down. The thing did not come back. So, we are looking for a laptop this week. You understand? It's not, I will sell my iPhone if I don't see the laptop. It's not a matter of, is it? So, you want to be using iPhone. So, when you see that fine game, you will behave as if somebody is calling and saying, yeah, Josh. Yeah. Okay, so where are you now? It's just for her to see the icon. That is his iPhone. At the end of the day, Kilo Jersey, you didn't get anything out of that fizzy. Yeah. Okay, I'm at ShopRite, but I should be out of here in another 10 minutes. But okay, you know what? Let's meet at Chili's, Red Chili, Yellow Chili. What do they call that place? Red Chili. It's Yeah. My driver is out here. Yeah. All right. Or Marriott. And you just drop the phone. Then you start. The girl will not look at you. Some guys are very wicked. No matter what you do, they will not see you because you are hidden. She will leave you. Go and marry that brother that has prayer life. Yes, sir. You think you want to impress? Oh, not every woman is moved by all those things. Be watching Netflix. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. But for it to appear, you must be in the place of sight. You must be in the place of sight. And that is within the gates. That was where David saw that if I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, those who participated in that prayer will prosper. Prayer brings prosperity. All round prosperity. National blessings. National prosperity. Tell yourself, I will pray. Tell yourself, I will pray. Tell yourself, I will improve. Rise to your feet. I want you to speak. The scripture says in the book of Psalm 122 and verse.